Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeffrey's an award-winning journalist, having won a national award. How about that? The SBA gave him that award. Golly, what was it now? 14 years ago? Well, right out of high school, I think. He is the chief home officer, the author of Home Office Know-How, Safe at Home, and Teleworking and Telecommuting. Those are just three of his many books. He's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you. And just remember that my award came the year before your award. So if you remember when yours was, mine was 2001.
That was 01. I was at the White House when you got it.
There you go.
You guys got to go to the White House.
Well, I got to go to the White House, and I got to go to the Senate caucus room, and I'm happy to say that no indictments were handed down during that time in the room. So Watergate hearings were there.
He's still fighting extradition, though, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly. No, I'm fighting rendition, okay? I don't want to end up in some dark cell in Bulgaria.
There you go.
Okay? So,
yeah. Hey, Jeff. Folks, as I've said before, Jeff is king of the micropreneurs. One of the things that I want to talk about today, I want you to help us with, is getting our message out with words. And yeah. I've been, how many years now? I mean, back when it was hard, I was telling small business owners, you've got to tell your story with words. And back in the day, I was telling people to do it on their website when it was very hard. You had to give the words to your webmaster, and they had to almost redesign your website to get it up there. Right. Now, with the new technology, it's a piece of cake. It's fall off a log easy, but you still have to have the right words.
You have to have the right
words.
And
most people either A, are not good writers, and so they don't do it, or they think they're not good writers, where they probably are, and they don't do it. But all of them could use some professional help. And I want you to talk to us about how to engage and work with a professional writer for your message.
Well, it's interesting because as we sort of alluded to in the opening, I won the SBA, the Small Business Administration Small Business Journalist of the Year Award for my work writing about small business, home office, entrepreneurship, both locally down here in South Florida and on the national level. And since then, I've grown a much stronger business as a corporate copywriter for small businesses, you know, Fortune 500, helping them get their words together. And to a man or a woman, I make my money because of one thing. The one overarching thing is they feel they cannot write. Mm-hmm. And they need, you know, some people are just busy and don't want to handle it. You know, as with any business, you've got to outsource the things that are not central to your business, because then you can focus on what is and you can go where the money's being made. But many people don't write, whether it's a blog, whether it's a tweet, or they, you know, write them poorly because they don't focus on it, but they don't think they can do it. So,
or even if they can write, we're too close to our own businesses sometimes to see what's beautiful about them.
Right.
Also, we don't always know the words that sell.
Right. Well, and that's a big issue because, you know, writing promotional copy, writing sales copy, to the uninitiated might seem like, wow, that's just a lot of words. You're repeating yourself a lot in there. Mm-hmm. You're saying stuff that, you know, any third grader could write. Well, you know, sometimes you got to speak to that level depending on the business, and sometimes you got to speak to that third grader in all of us to encourage us, to convince us that your product is what we want, and this is how we, you know, this is what we want, and you got to convince us to buy. So, you know, but it gets back to knowing your product, knowing what your widget is, and knowing where the news or the sales component is within it. So, for example, got a call from somebody earlier this week, hadn't worked with them in years, but he had just he's in a small business, but in a very tight, you know, market area. But he works on a national level against some of the largest corporations in the world. He does collections as his business, corporate collections, and he just hired a senior vice president from a nationally known organization. He said, "I got to get this out there." I mean, to himself, he's like, "We got to get media on this. Let's call Jeff." So we reached out, we had a conversation, I wrote up a press release for him, and now we're getting it placed on websites, and we're getting it out on the wire services.
Well,
but the point was,
he knew
he had news.
Right.
He knew he had news that he had to roll with. Something told him.
And he needed to get it out, and he knew he had stuff to do himself, and so he turned it over to a professional who would work on it while he was going and selling another customer.
Right, right. And that's key. Mm-hmm. It's key to know what you can do, to know where your strengths are, to know, again, what the news is that will sell your business, will help promote, not just sell, but help promote your business out to the marketplace. And as you alluded to, you know, he knows that not necessarily I, but a writer can do it better than he, someone versed in the market. Mm-hmm. But he knew he had news. He knew he had to partner with somebody. We wrote it up. We collaborated on the review. You know, I interviewed him to get the details. I interviewed the new hire and see,
right,
you know, what that guy brought to the show. But the point is, we worked together. They knew what they had to sell. We put together the release, and it's going out on the wires today.
So. You know, Jeff, when I had my consulting company, I would go call on my clients, and what a lot of the work that I got would be sitting on the corner of their desk.
Right.
And I'd walk in, there'd be all these different piles and files on the corner of their desk. I'd walk in there, I'd say, "What's that?" And they say, "That's stuff you need to do." You know, because they just get frustrated. They put it in the corner, and I'd go through it. And I said, "Well, you know, like you said, this needs to be. So you need to tell people about this." And then I look at it. Well, it's too late.
Right.
They waited. Right. If you wait too long, if you piddle around with it, trying to do it yourself, and you don't have the you don't understand how the mechanism of getting the message out works, then you're going to lose the cycle. You're going to lose the news, aren't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there is no better phrase, more fitting phrase to this than striking when the iron's hot.
Yep.
Striking while the iron's hot. And, you know, quite often, you know, you hire this guy, he hires this new senior vice president. If he waits 6 months, the news lead is gone. You know, the hotness is gone. You go to if you went to the newsman and say, "When did he join?" "Oh, he joined back in, you know, let's go back 6 months. He joined back in October." Well, that was last year. Why is that newsworthy now?
And, you know, here's something that we haven't even talked about, Jeff, that I learned a few years ago. One of the things that Google loves is press releases.
Right.
Google loves press releases. And somebody taught me a long time ago, as often as you can do a press release and get away with it, you should do one. Because Google loves press releases. Quick break.
Absolutely.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com or GotWords.com is Jeffrey's websites. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.